Fuzzbox. Yeah, Fuzzbox wrapping up the mock with their version from a 1987 single of theirs with Fever. Fuzzbox, also known as We've Got a Fuzzbox and We're Gonna Use It, just so you know. Same band. Wrapping up a Little Willie John mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Holly Go Lightly gave us her version of My Love Is from 2004. The Detroit Cobras in there as well with Leave My Kitten Alone. Threw a little curveball in there just because I'm the mockster and I can do that. The Sweet doing a song called Little Willie. Now, the fun part is I could have actually gone deep into the artists. And normally I do, and I just thought maybe I got lazy, but the artists who have songs about Little Willie, like Mark Lanegan, Tom Russell, Robbie Robertson, all have songs that talk about and or are named about Little Willie. And I just didn't go there for this one. Robert Palmer in there from the Cocktail. I think it was from the Cocktail soundtrack. No, The Color of Money. Sorry. The Color of Money. Sorry, I get my 80s movies all confused. From 1986, Robert Palmer doing My Baby's in Love with Another Guy. Blasters in there from 1981 doing their version of the song you hear in the background. I'm Shaking. Which to me really sounds like the Heat Miser, Freeze Miser beat in the back from My Christmas Stories. Anyway, the Morning Shake started off the entire set with Look What You've Done to Me Lately from the Lot of Trash, Lot of Action album from 96. 96 is when the Morning Shakes put that out. That was a Little Willie John mock. Sadly, he passed away at the age of 31 back in 1968. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996, presented by Stevie Wonder, and Little Willie John, one of his kids, actually sang backup for Stevie Wonder as far as a legacy goes. If you have a suggestion for a mock or a future program, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and say, hey, Mockster, have you ever mocked? And then you have to say who that is, because I rarely repeat mocks. I have repeated mocks, but I rarely repeat mocks, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. So there's a chance that I'm looking for the deep ones, the dark ones, the deep and dark ones. I don't know what that means anymore, but I'm looking for you to give me suggestions if you have them, because I'm running out. No, I'm not. I am loaded with suggestions. Hey, you know what else? I know we're already into the early Saturday morning hour. So I'm running low on things that happened now yesterday. But you know what happened yesterday as far as an anniversary goes? Which was, let me do the math, 26 years ago. Again, at the age of 31. So Little Willie John died at the age of 31. Someone else who died at the age of 31 was Eazy-E, passed away.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this coming hour, we're going to hear from Sleepy John Estes performing in Chicago. Guitar Slim and Jelly Belly recorded New York, 1944. Tommy McLennan from down south Mississippi, plus Buddy Guy and some fine Chicago blues. It's all coming up in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off the program with some B.B. King. Here he is from his Ultimate Collection out on Geffen Records. This is Please Love Me from B.B. King on the Deep Blues Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Rowhouse Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
Couldn't take it. Oh, baby, why couldn't we make it? Why your love for myself? Cause you're loving us something else. Wishy-washy woman, please don't try to run my life. Cold loving every morning, sweet love every night. You change. Wishy-washy woman, please don't try to run my life. Don't try to waste my time while you're trying to make up your mind. Just because you're so fine, why you wanna blow my mind? Tease me, you made me like it. Your love is just like a racket. You keep me weeping and crying every time you change your mind. Wishy-washy woman, please don't try to run my life.
Music from Mighty Joe Young. And that was Wishy-Washy Woman from a Sonnet Blues sampler disc. I'll have to figure out which album that came from originally, but Mighty Joe Young, we also heard from B.B. King and Please Love Me. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Buddy Guy. And this is his recording, You Sure Can't Do. Buddy Guy on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You sure can't do. Mind.
one thing one can do is call back lost time. Oh, yeah.
Well, hello. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Thank you.
music there from Sunnyland Slim, entitled Highway 61. That was recorded late 1950s. Plus, we heard from Memphis Slim, so we got two Slims. Right then, that's from a disc called All Kinds of Blues. That was the 3-in-1 Boogie, recorded 1963 from Memphis Slim, a.k.a. Peter Chapman. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Julia Lee and her boyfriends off of an excellent two-disc set called Kansas City's First Lady of the Blues. Here she is with Come On Over to My House, Julia Lee on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, 'cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your hands down in them drawers, you ain't gonna reach no more. I'm gonna relieve you of your grammars. Roll a while.
Nice tune from the late 50s, Magic Sam and the Blue Light Boogie. Plus, we heard from Roosevelt Sykes in that last set with Dresser Drawers, recorded 1963 on a Delmark issue called Blues Piano Orgy, there from Roosevelt Sykes. Up next, we're going to go back to some of the pre-war blues. We're going to hear from Tommy McLennan off of a box set called Big Joe Williams and the Stars of Mississippi Blues, so one of Big Joe's contemporary friends, Tommy McLennan. Here he is with She's a Good Looking Mama on the Deep Blues Hour.
Mm-hmm. woman. Teeth don't even shine like pearl. She's a good looking woman. Woo. Teeth don't even shine like pearl. But that old good disposition that woman got, I just swear to care all through the world. Now, friend, don't never let your good girl fishing like this here woman got me. Yes, yes, yes. Friend, don't never let your good girl, woo, fishing like this little woman got me. How she got you? She got me stone crazy about her, as a good-looking woman can be. Now you know that I love you, baby, and that's why we carry along. Play it, play it, Ken, man, play. Now you know that I love you, baby, and that's why we carry along. But someday you're gonna be sorry that you ever did your old daddy wrong. Now someday you're gonna want me back, baby. Now, now you're gonna ignore that you did wrong. Good God Almighty, now. Someday you're gonna want me back, baby, and acknowledge that you did wrong. But it's gonna be too late, pretty mama. Your daddy will be gone. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. Sure, I love you, sweet mama, but I sure ain't gonna be your dog.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
to my baby sometime. Oh yeah, I wanna go home. Yes, to my loved one sometime. Oh yeah, they say it's too sad to every story, but it's only one side of mine that's going home to my loved one. Oh well, sometime. Oh yeah, they told me lovers just have to cry. Oh yeah, sometimes. All right, they will lose their mind. Oh yeah, they say it's too sad to every story, but there's only one side of mine that's going back home to my baby. All right, it's sometime. Oh well, well, I just wanna go back home to my baby. Oh well, sometime. Oh yeah. Only one side of mine is going back home to my loved one. All well, sometime. Oh yeah. All well, sometime.
Recorded 1959, there was J.T. Brown and Going Home to My Baby. That's from a Del Mar collection called Windy City Boogie, featuring J.T. Brown. Plus, we heard from Louise Johnson off of a Yazoo release called Before the Blues, Volume 2. That was On the Wall from Louise Johnson. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Tom Feldman. This is a contemporary artist. Does some incredible finger-picking guitar work. Tom Feldman came out with this release called Lone Wolf Blues back in 2012. Here he is with a Sylvester Weaver tune called Guitar Rag. Tom Feldman on the Deep Blues Hour.
How about a little guitar rag? Thank you.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
She's evil and mean, just don't do nothing right. Say she's evil and mean, just don't do nothing right. We don't do a doggone thing, nothing but fuss and fight. Hey, look here, baby, I done everything in the world I could. Say, look here, baby, I done everything in the world I could. But you raised so doggone much sand, I'd move slap out my neighborhood. Tell me what's the matter, baby. I'm trying to treat you right. Tell me what's the matter, baby. I'm trying to treat you right. But you got your clothes on your back, honey, walking up and down the streets all night. Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lord. Lord, 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 Lordy, Lord. Said the woman I love treats me like a dog. Said sometimes you just that I've ever seen. Dangerous woman that I have ever seen. Says sometimes you're so sweet, and then again you're so dark on me.
Blue skies fall, Lord, won't be long for day. Blue skies fall, Lord, won't be long for day. I reach for the pillow where my baby used to lay. She's gone with a rooster, flew off long for day. Gone with a rooster, flew off long for day. Always like a woman, always have to have a way. Well, I know my bulldog, honey and thigh, hair and bark. Know my bulldog, honey and thigh, hair and bark. I know my woman, feeling in the dark. Blues grabbed me at midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. Grabbed me at midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. Made the sunshine drive my blues away.
What a fine tune right there from Jerry Garland, entitled Ain't Long Afore Day. That's from a release entitled Trouble in Mind from Terry Garland. Plus, we heard from Guitar Slim and Jelly Belly, recorded live 1944 up in New York City, but their disc is called Carolina Blues because that's their particular style and source. Put out by Arhuli Records, that was She's Evil and Mean from Guitar Slim and Jelly Belly performing together. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, we're going to hear from Bobby Charles down in New Orleans, recorded in the mid-1960s. But first, we'll hear from Sleepy John Estes. Here he is on the Chicago blues scene. This is called Newport Blues from 1968. Sleepy John Estes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Later on Friday, everybody will say, best friend in real way, but he gone home, gone back home. He stayed away too long. Rolled from town. late one Friday. Everybody was saying, we love you better friend in me away. So he gone home.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to the Pandemonium Model here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh!
私ひたすらとせっせあなたしたこらとさっさ
こんばんはシルブプレおはようさシルブプレではさようならシルブプレ芝居タールシルブプレ
have the legal documentation to back that up.
I want to start today with sort of two economic stories that are kind of coming together as one. One I find more interesting, one I find less interesting. The first piece is this issue of inflation and inflation fears, and we again have data which we'll look at that prices went up again in the month of September. The second part of this, I really am kind of struggling to take it totally seriously, although there is an interesting piece to it, which is fears of toy shortages for the Christmas season. Now, the reason I have trouble sort of taking it totally seriously is, given everything that's going on, everything we've had going on with the pandemic, all sorts of different calamities and crises and different things. If there's not every toy available at Christmas, it doesn't strike me as the absolute worst thing in the world. But it's interesting insofar as it relates to the continued supply shortages for a number of different reasons that we've been seeing. So let's start with the inflation piece. Reuters reporting U.S. consumer prices increased solidly in September, poised to rise further in the months ahead amid a surge in the costs of energy products, which would cast doubt on the Federal Reserve's view that high inflation is transitory. This has been the debate. Are we seeing sort of some catch-up inflation relative to the declines due to the 2020 pandemic? Due to the pandemic in 2020, the pandemic's still going on, but due to the effects of the pandemic in 2020, or are we seeing the start of some real inflation? The consumer price index rose 0.4% last month after climbing 0.3% in August, the Labor Department said Wednesday. In the 12 months through September, the CPI increased 5.4% after advancing 5.3% year on year in August. Excluding the volatile food and energy components, the CPI climbed 0.2% after edging up 0.1%. So what if you don't include food and energy, the increase has been very modest. However, food and energy are significant expenses for many households, particularly, you know, one of the things about food and energy, and this, we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. There is a sort of regressive aspect to food and energy spending. And what I mean by that is, if you're really, really rich, you're not necessarily going to be driving that much more. You might have a car that's less energy efficient or one that's more energy efficient. Okay, if you're doing private jet travel, then yes, if you're very rich, you actually are going to spend a lot more on fuel. But in terms of like driving a car or heating your home, yes, if you have a significantly bigger home, you'll pay a lot more to heat it. But relative to your income, relative to your net worth, it's not going to be that much more. So in that sense, energy cost increases, fuel and home heating, electricity for cooling as well, they hit the poor more than they do the rich. Similarly with food. Okay, if you're wealthy, you might buy everything organic at the most expensive grocery store. But just because you make 50 times more than someone else, you're not likely to spend 50 times more on food. So this idea of if we exclude these two categories, energy and food, the increase isn't that much. Well, those are categories that disproportionately affect the middle class, lower middle class, and the poor. Oil prices jumped Monday to the highest level in years. Expensive energy products would add to accelerating wage growth in exerting upward pressure on inflation. The government reported last week that average hourly earnings increased by the most in 7 months on a year-on-year basis because of worker shortages. With the number of people voluntarily quitting jobs at a record high in August, at least 10.4 million unfilled positions, wage inflation is set to rise